नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। आज हम आपको मिलवा रहे हैं मेलबर्न में रह रही 15 वर्षीय हॉली नागपाल से। ये केवल 9 साल की थी जब इन्होंने अपने भाई के क्रिकेट क्लब से क्रिकेट खेलना शुरू किया और तब इन्हें सब खेलों में से बस क्रिकेट ही पसंद आया। हॉली ने फिर बर्नसाइड क्रिकेट क्लब में दाखिला लिया और अपने हर सीज़न में एक नई उपलब्धि को प्राप्त करती चली गईं। हॉली केवल 12 साल की थी जब वे विक्टोरिया के अंडर 15 क्रिकेट स्क्वाड में शामिल हो गईं। चलिए मिलते हैं हॉली नागपाल से और जानते हैं कैसे वे प्रेरित हुई क्रिकेट से जुड़ने के लिए। वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम हॉली। सो शेयर योर क्रिकेट जर्नी विद अस हॉली। हाउ डिड इट ऑल स्टार्ट फॉर यू एंड हाउ डिड यू डेवलप द इंटरेस्ट इन द गेम?
So I started when I was 9 years old. My brother was playing at our local cricket club, Burnside Springs United Cricket Club. At the time, I was playing various different sports, but nothing just really clicked with me. And because my brother was playing at our club, I said, you know, why not give it a go? And the second I picked up a cricket bat, it just clicked. It really worked. I mainly just played that first season for fun, seeing how it goes, but I ended up winning my first coach's award at the end of the season. And that really motivated me to make something out of this sport and really just keep getting better and keep going.
Every season you have played, Holly, you have achieved something. You have achieved an award or an appreciation. Can you share some of your achievements with us?
My greatest achievement was last season. I play for EMP in Premier Cricket Victoria for females. And it was the first game in the Premier 2's competition, and I took my first 5-wicket haul, which was, yeah, my biggest achievement. I took 5 for 20 after 9 overs. Along with that, my second season of cricket, I made my first representative side, the Northwest Metropolitan Cricket Association. So I made that when I was 11, heading into 12 years old. Third season of cricket, I made my first state team, which was the School Sports Victoria Under 12 female team. The tournament was in Western Australia, which was such a wonderful experience. In that season as well, I also made my first YPL team for the first time, the Western Spirit Under 14 team, which was, again, a really, really wonderful experience and really just, yeah, kept motivating me to keep going. And then in the fourth season, I made the under 15 female Vic team. And I made it as a 12-year-old. And it was just, again, I say this all the time because I'm all about experiences, but such a beautiful experience and so, so much to learn from. Just like an insight into professional cricket, really. So that was amazing. And then fifth season, I made, like I said, I made EMP and played Premier Cricket, took my FIFA. I even got to play a few games in the ones, mainly fielded, just to be around those Australian legends in our club.
Holly, are you a bowler or you are a batsman?
I'm a bowler all-rounder, so I predominantly bowl, but I also bat.
And what sort of bowler? Are you a spinner or...?
I'm a medium pace. I enjoy both equally, but... Because my dad's actually a bowler, I feel like the bowling genes are just in me. So bowling's just a lot more natural for me. And I really, really, I really enjoy the feel of the run-up and the feel of the jump and the release in the bowling action.
And who has been your role model, both in Australian and Indian cricket team?
My role model in the Indian team is probably just Virat Kohli, because I love the way he gathers himself and I love how he uses such beautiful technique to enhance his game. And in the Australian team, I've always looked up to Steve Smith ever since I started playing cricket. He's just been my idol. I love his leadership and I love the way, again, how he's just so unique in his technique. Starting to play with EMP in Premier Cricket, we've got Aussie legends in the team. Their names are Molly Strano, Elise Villani and Georgia Warren. So I've really started to look up to them as well, because obviously they're in the female game and, you know, they're playing at the level that I aspire to play at. And so learning what they do on and off the field is just amazing. So, yep.
That brings to my next question, Holly. How do you see your future?
The next few years, I see myself playing in Premier Ones with EMP, making really good runs there, taking lots of wickets, and, you know, hopefully signing a Big Bash contract as well with a Big Bash team, and, yeah, working my way up from there, I guess. So, obviously, at the moment, I'm playing with Cricket Victoria in their underage pathways, so I aspire to keep going down that pathway and signing contracts with the Cricket Victoria women's team, signing contracts with the Big Bash League, and, you know, hopefully one day working my way up and playing for Cricket Australia, which is the ultimate goal. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities that Cricket Victoria has already given me. And, you know, hopefully through this pathway and through the Big Bash pathway, I can play for Cricket Australia one day.
Is there a message you want to give to young sportsperson like you?
Yes, this message is actually regarding injury and your body as a young athlete. So in my fourth season, I faced a stress fracture in my shin, which had me sit out on a few games and, you know, be sitting out for a couple of months. Luckily, it was a pretty smooth process and a good recovery. However, I just want to really, really inform to young athletes that it's just really critical to listen to your body and be aware of any pains you're feeling in your body and be aware of how much you're training. Yes, training as much as you can is a great thing, but there is such a thing as overtraining. And because our bodies are so young, they are very prone to injury. So make sure anytime you feel a little pain, you communicate honestly with your parents, doctors, physios, anyone around you. So the right treatments can be taken and right treatments can be taken in place to ensure that you are out there for as long as you can and not, you know, not spending time off. So I highly, highly enforce to young athletes, make sure you always listen to your body, put your body first and always communicate.
Holly, how hard it is to manage between your games, your training sessions and your school?
I think it's all about communication with people that I trust. So talking to my coaches and talking to my parents about the workload I've got regarding training and games and even school. And, like, you know, talking to them and getting their advice on how I can balance things out. The most important thing is balance and really maintaining a quality throughout, you know, sport and school, not overdoing it with training and not overdoing it with school, but still being able to do enough, taking breaks in between to ensure that I stay on track with everything. I've been really fortunate. I go to the Maribyrnong Sports Academy. So that is a school designed for athletes along with, like, we do training at school along with, you know, normal schooling. So it really helps balance all that training out. So, yeah, I learn a lot of good skills from school. So it hasn't been too difficult for me. But when it does get difficult, you know, just taking a break and really just sorting things out and staying organized.
बात करते हैं कुसुम नागपाल जी से, जो हॉली की माँ हैं, और वो कहती हैं एक प्रोफेशनल स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन का ध्यान रखना एक बहुत जिम्मेदारी का काम है. आइए सुनते हैं कुसुम जी से.
एज ए मदर शुरुआत में थोड़ा सा लगा था कि चैलेंजिंग है, फिर हमने इसके अचीवमेंट के साथ धीरे धीरे मैनेज करना सीखा. तो पेरेंट्स होने के साथ, लाइक मेरे हस्बैंड और, तो हमने ड्यूटीज डिवाइड करी आपस में थोड़ी सी, कि एक जैसे ट्रेनिंग के लिए ले जाएंगे तो एक सारे खाने की, एज ए मदर तो वही है कि खाने का सारा अरेंजमेंट करना ट्रेनिंग से पहले और ट्रेनिंग के बाद भी. तो फिर इकट्ठे होके फिर हमने सारा ये मैनेज करा. ये सारा तो डिपेंड करता है वैसे हॉली पे ही, क्योंकि उसको ही लेवल करना था, बैलेंस करना था कैसे स्टडी और स्पोर्ट्स का रखना है. बस इसके साथ इसकी स्टडी के लिए मुझे बैठना पड़ता है इसके साथ कई बार देर रात तक, लेकिन मैनेज कर रहे हैं. फिर अभी ये भी कर रही है, हमारे साथ सपोर्ट कर रही है. तो
SBS हिंदी टीम से हॉली को अगले क्रिकेट सीजन के लिए बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं कुसुम जी. आशा करते हैं कि हॉली एक क्रिकेट स्पोर्ट्स स्टार बने और हमारे प्रोग्राम में फिर शामिल हो. धन्यवाद.